Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15. This is letter number 5574. Baruch Hashem, Dalet Tammuz, Tov Shin Zayin, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing the Havasik V'chosit, Moren Arya Leib Sheyichya Lipsker. This is one of the Lipskers. There were several brothers of the Lipsker. There was Label Lipsker. He was in Eretz Yisrael. Their father was Chaim Tzvi. And Michal Lipsker was one of the sons, and then there was the one that lived in Toronto, the father of Shalom Ben Lipsker, rabbi of the shul, that passed away. And then there was Yankel Lipsker, who lived in Crown Heights. So it's an extensive family, Baruch Hashem. So this, the Rebbe is writing to Arya Leib Lipsker, Shalom of Racha. And this Arya Leib himself, I think he also had 14 or 15 kids, so it was a real extensive family. Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe says that I'm responding to your letter from Saturday night in which you write about that there is a weakness in the work of Neshei Chabad, which is in your community, in their community. He was in Lud in Israel. So the Rebbe says, I am enclosing here a general letter that I wrote for meetings of Neshei Ubnos Chabad, and the Rebbe said, for sure you will find the words to explain as necessary in your community. So the Rebbe says, since it's necessary not only to strengthen and base the work that has been done till now, but we also need the improvement. So the Rebbe says for sure that the possibility has been given, and therefore the Rebbe says it is possible. You need to strengthen what has been done till now and go and add more. So the Rebbe says we should utilize these opportune times of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz that are coming upon us, when you can emphasize the attitude of the Baal HaSimcha, the previous Rebbe, the master of the joy, who is redemption, my father, the Rebbe, to the most important task of the women and daughters of Chabad. The Rebbe says this time, when the freedom of the Friedrich Rebbe, find the words based on my writing, what the Rebbe wrote about the other and about the other places. Find the words to encourage them and to implore that now is an opportune time to strengthen that which has been done and also increase, because we're in the time of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz. He asked the Rebbe another question. He had a son who was born on the 8th of Tammuz. That's one day before Tisha B'Av. So he wants to know, when does he make the bar mitzvah? When should he make the meal for the bar mitzvah? So, I mean, of course you can't do the bar mitzvah on the 8th day in the afternoon, because that would be already beginning of the Tisha B'Av. The fast begins before it. So when should he do? The Rebbe suggests him to do it on the night of the 8th. But the Rebbe says, first you should find out if there is a tradition in your place in such a case. The Rebbe says, first of all, you should go by, see what is the custom over there. Is there a custom? But if there is no custom, then you should do it in time, which means don't push it off. Make it the night of the 8th of Menachem Av, which is a day before Tisha B'Av, but the night before is okay. And if for some reason you cannot make it on the 8th, the night of the 8th, so then do it the Shabbos that follows. So make the Bar Mitzvah on the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. And the Rebbe prays and blesses him that from the age of 16, which you enter into mitzvahs, he should grow from there to the age of 15, which you study Gemara, etc. And you and your wife should have from him, your wife, may she live, should have from him and from all of your descendants, Sheyichyu, much true naches. What is true nachas? True pleasure, true joy. That is Yiddisha Chassidish Nachas. That is true nachas. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news. So first the Rebbe answers about the weakening of the activities of the women. The Rebbe says, now is an opportune time. Read my letter, pass it along, explain to them. And this is especially now opportune time because the previous Rebbe had a special attitude to the work that the women can, to their most important job, what they can accomplish. And the Rebbe also addresses the bar mitzvah for his son who was born on the 8th of Menachem Av. The Rebbe says to make it on the night before 8th, if not possible, to do it on Shabbos, unless the Rebbe says to follow the minhag, to follow the custom over there. And the Rebbe wishes him a lot of true nachas, which is Yiddisha, Chassidish nachas.